Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
We are excited to announce that we're expanding our channel. Our radio is growing strong globally and spreading its wings. Find us in GoFundMe by searching our name, Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine.
I am Srishti Yadav, and I'm here today with Magdala Ramirez in continuation with our Golden Era series. A little bit about Magdala Ramirez. She's a spiritual leader and healer from the Maya Mexica lineage. She was born as medicine woman from a long lineage of medicine people in Mexico, where she began walking her path at an early age, working with medicine people and pyramids of Mexico. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back ancient wisdom of union of polarities, and through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She has an online school of enlightenment that can be found at her website, and we are so honored to have her on this radio. Welcome, Ma.
Hello, my name is Magdala Ramirez, and I come from the Maya Mexica tradition. And right now, we are just finishing light ceremony, who has been very, very amazing and powerful. We're tired, but bringing this dance of our radio talk. It has been very prevalent messages in the ceremony about the return of the sacred masculine. It is a call that the mother is saying about the men, that sacred masculine that it needs to come forward, that beautiful man that it is able to embrace and understand what it is happening in the world and the time to go back to this original vibration. The call of the sons, the call of the fathers, the call of the brothers, the call of the husband, that beautiful man that it is able to transmute absolutely everything that it has been stopping for a very, very long time. What do you feel, mijita, about this?
Well, I feel that it's a very prevalent message, and there's a lot of work that needs to be presented for the men, and it's way too important to be able to see the work. And a lot of times, it's been a struggle to see where the work is inside of ourselves.
Yeah, especially also as woman and using our masculine side.
Yeah.
Well, here is the situation. We do need to know what is happening and what is going on. You know, for the masculine, they have been so disconnected from the heart for such a very, very long, long time. And that disconnection, it has been a big, big distortion for many, many, many generations. For a long time, people were referring or thinking about a male god, that it is there to punish, that it is there to really create all these distortions about the feminine. Well, that is not the real father. As the call is being done for that sacred masculine, there is so much to heal and understand about what is and who is the great father. You see, the great father, it has to do with all this beautiful understanding of that divine order. It is indeed the one that creates laws, but these laws is not for the limitation of the human being, but it is about understanding your position in the universe. So every part of the creation, you have cycles, and those cycles are very, very unique for every species in this planet, as well as the planet by herself and many other stars and planets everywhere in the universe. Those planets and those cycles and all this creation as part of this very beautiful orchestra is being bonded into one in the way that one cycle, it is also connected with the all cycles. You see, the Divine Father, it is always following that perfect harmony within the self, means the true nature. It is indeed a lot to work in the masculine way about healing that wounded father inside of themselves. There has been a lot of disconnections too, as a man. And that it is that beautiful understanding with the Divine Feminine and how the man is ready to begin to relate in a higher manner, understanding what it is that manhood. It has been so much distortions everywhere in the system where they put the sexuality in a very, very bad terms. When he put that programming in the human being that they couldn't understand anymore what is a woman and who is that Divine Feminine that is inspiring him, that it is connecting him into a higher versions of themselves. The man needs to see that sacred woman in the outside to make a connection in the inside, because the masculine works naturally clockwise, and also understand that clockwise in a very many realms inside in his own realm. That deduction mind going from the outside to the inside, it is very important to comprehend too, and remove every single manipulation that it has been installed in the system for the masculine. You see, all this programming, it has been enslaving the men for a very, very long time. When they feel that disconnection from their heart and feel that guiltiness and feel this, all this anger, and it needs to find a way to embrace it in a different manner. That beautiful Templar that it is coming forward, it is completely a very much an integrate man. Men that recognize his work and recognize completely the sacredness of life, the sacredness of understandings. What do you feel, Mijita, about this?
Well, as a woman, that masculine aspect of myself, I find it's the part of myself that can speak up, and that's been, as a woman, our struggle, because the masculinization happened with us as well, in big deal, and those distortions. So part of the work has been to really see where that distortion is, really face it, those parts that hurt, see it, because, and I do want to say this too, because it's so much ingrained in the traditions and the culture that's where, you know, we got hurt in the first place, in the way of the upbringing, and not realizing that is what's actually hurting, and in some way just following that was creating more distortions. So it has been important to see, okay, what is how I'm living and how what I'm really walking as I'm walking, as why that's important, where that is coming from inside myself. Is it my heart? Where is my guidance? When I'm saying things, why my understanding of myself, is that coming from that source of the Great Mother inside myself? Or is it just being dictated by rules that were created and were told to me when I was growing up, even though they were never said in the form of, okay, this is rule number one, this is rule number two. It was unspoken, and it was in the way of living.
Which is very, very true. What has been the unspoken rules that it was imposed on you? And uncovering those ones and really revisit and see if they are still in there or if it needs to be transmuted. And one of the things that happens in this ceremony, that it was a big question for all the people, in men and women, you know, can the trust can be there again? You know, you have been hurt. And I have never met somebody that has never been hurt as a woman already. And men too. And that disconnection that it has been, and it was completely part of the program, it needs to be used nowadays as a stepping stone to bring this one forward. It has been very beautiful to see this message that my spiritual son came into the temple. You see, in this temple right now, we are sending this voice through our temple. It is the temple of the Union of Polarities. It is the place where the water comes out from the womb, where all these temples has been built. You know, we have the Temazcalito, we have the Kivas, and we have the temple 12 plus 1. And one of the things that he brought to this temple, it is a device. You see, there is no electricity in here. And this device, it is to create electricity and to bring electricity back into this home. You see, I'm not technical oriented, but the way that he was describing this device as he was explaining it to me, it was completely about the union of polarities. It needed to be that beautiful woman, you know, that feminine in the most purity of the polarities, the one that connects and awakes that male, that it is willing to have that relationship between capacitors and all kinds of things that I saw in that device. Because if one polarity wants to be the other one, it wouldn't work. Or if one polarity was manipulated from the other one, it wouldn't work. It needed to be in that perfect expression. Yet, what you see in this beautiful connection was the possibility of bringing electricity. You see, we don't have batteries. We don't have anything like that. That is being done by my spiritual son, who created this very beautiful device, and he's installing it in this moment. But the whole explanation that he was telling me about, it sounded very much as sacred sex. And it was fascinating to see how technology, it is advancing, it is moving into the same directions that it is the spirit happening at the same time. So pain and suffering in this relation between male and female, it really creates a distortion in the polarities, in that feminine as she is going counterclockwise, and that masculine as he is going clockwise. That at the moment that you bring together this, then you have electricity. And it wasn't about the masculinization of the feminine, or control, or overpower. Neither is to the masculine. It wasn't about control, or overpower, or breaking his heart in any way. It was about maintaining that clarity of their polarity, where it makes the magic, so to speak. What do you think about that, Mijita?
I think just that manifestation of such a device is such a huge shift, because that has been one of the most manipulated things, even in the tools and everything that people use. I mean, on television, the idea about sex is so twisted and filled with rules and regulations and all kinds
shame
of nonsense,
and situation.
Guilt, yeah, doing things that are wrong. I mean, the idea of really, and I'm going to try and put it nicely, screw a woman, and I'm putting it in quotes, you know, as they call it, or even looking at each other like objects and treating yourself that way. And really, that's how it becomes in that little level. Mm-hmm. And that's how people begin to perceive themselves. And that's how people relate. And that's how they flirt. And that's how the dating game goes. And it is just so twisted, all that. And it needs to change. And we need to see all those little aspects in ourselves and how we relate and make, you know, flirting doesn't have to be, you know, demeaning. I mean, there has to be better ways to show and express love, but because I think we feel a shame and guilt and all these things about sexuality, it comes out as something dirty, something that either needs to hide or it just goes into like the whore, you know, thing. Instead of, you know, where is that expression and the freedom to express sexuality without the shame, recognizing it as sacred and be able to, you know, flourish in that and create a different culture about it even.
Yeah. Well, if you bring this understanding to for the masculine, how he felt, what happened to him? He was also very completely manipulated, in control, and programmed about this. It was a game about the predator and the prey. It was a game about the victim and the oppressor. And that game is over. We are in the verge of the new era. You know, it was beautiful to see that it was a lot of messages during the ceremony about the return and the call that the mother is sending to the divine masculine. And then after ceremony, that's when my spiritual son show up with this device, bringing this very beautiful message and exposing this to the people. What is this? And who and how we can bring this knowledge back to the masculine too. For such a long time, the feminine was in the hidden. And in the hidden, that's where the teachings were done, to the feminine, and only to the feminine. We have, even now, a lot of ceremonies that they are only for women. And we are going to keep on doing those ceremonies, but we need to open the doors for the masculine to come. And it will be specifically teachings of the return of that masculine, because it is her, the one that brings that knowledge back into the masculine and be able to create a way for healing as a man, as a boy, and as a father. The aspects, different aspects of the masculine that it is coming back and it is showing up now, ready to understand life as sacred, ready to understand the feminine as sacred because of his own connection deep inside to his own heart. That connection to the heart, it is so important at this time because that's where the enlightenment is coming from. It is coming from the realm of the feminine. And as we have been saying for many episodes, you see, you have both of the polarities. You are male and female at the same time. That female, it is in that abstract world inside of yourself, that virtual reality inside of yourself. The manifestation, it is represented by the masculine. How do you are able to put it on what you know and bringing it forward. That is in the ways of the feminine. In the ways of the masculine, it is in the other side of the bridge. It is going from that deduction mind. It's recognizing this part in the outside and making a click inside. Means that sacredness that they can see and understand, and then making the journey back into the heart and not being afraid of emotions, not creating a cover-up for themselves, and truly see what is in that journey back into the heart. And those teachings are being provided from the Divine Feminine, because that Divine Feminine understands what has been for the masculine in all this pain and separation that they have. The masculine is the protector of the feminine. How do this work, and how it was like part of that polarity? As a woman, you can see that. You see, it is your mind, the one that wants to protect your heart. But you don't want to protect your heart and don't love because you think that you're going to get hurt. Because you thought for a long time, love is pain. And that love is pain, it creates so much commotion in you. You learn through that part in is very, very ingrained in the human beings. You know, and the truth is that love is not pain. It has never been pain. It is the connector of the universe. It was the programming in the system that tells you that. When you are able as a human being to comprehend that love is not pain, love is not weak. Love is the greatest connector to the multiverse, and embracing this part is just way too important. So as a woman, because you thought that that was the case, you begin to tell yourself, don't love, and cover yourself, and put your heart in a tiny, tiny, tiny little cage, even when you wanted to love so deeply. And in a completely entrega, in this completely awakening within yourself, you were afraid of love. So it is the masculine. Going into emotions and talking that language of the heart, it has been a very, very heavy for them because the programming was very, very absolute. And yet it is happening. My brother, it is happening, my sister. The men are being called now to awake that divine masculine, and we're going to begin to have more lessons in our school for the masculine, and ceremonies and teachings directly from the masculine and coming from that divine feminine. What do you feel, Mihit, about this?
The sound of that just brings me hope, you know, because I feel it's so needed. I mean, we're blessed to have the teachings for the women, which these teachings are just so rare as well. But the same goes for men. I mean, I have not seen or heard how to read this thing that we're talking about how to relate and the teachings you're bringing, especially for the men, what a true man is. And
yeah.
Transmuting and understanding what is it that needs to be transmuted. What are the things inside of ourselves, or for men as men, what are the things that need to be transmuted? Like, for example, we were talking in the table in the morning, and it was this question of, okay, where does the guilt come from?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's like an exploratory question, you know? Open that door and step in. What are you going to find? Are you brave enough to do it?
And that bravery, that new warrior, it is coming forward. And it is very exciting because it is willing to make the journey and observe what is it to be able to really free himself and be able to love again in that passion. We're building this. I mean, this is very beautiful what is going on in this temple, in this realm where we are right now. You know, we have been in here maybe 1-2 weeks, completely separated from the system, far away from everything. And that has been a beautiful blessing. Every night having sweats, every night redirecting the energy and aligning ourselves with the one that created us and the mother, calling for the sacred masculine, finally, that I heard. There is so many beautiful, amazing, beautiful men everywhere in the world. And it is the time for you, my brother, to come forward. We need you, in a good way, need you. It is the time to bring that original vibration of that true masculine and that true feminine. We are excited of what we have learned about this and what we saw happening in and during this beautiful ceremony of light. You know, ceremony of light, we have it hidden for a very long time. We just don't speak about it. It's not even in our website. And we do need to begin to talk about it and how this ceremony, it is really life-changing when you are completely responsible for your own connection and what happened. We will talk about this one later. I am so happy that you're listening, and please send us email. Send us smoke signals. Let us know where are you and what's going on with you. Yes, this is our time. I love you all so much. Tlatzokomate, tlatzokomate, tlatzokomate. I am you.
From Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.